So she secretly presented herself as a candidate at the local convent, and the ensuing publicity forced her father's consent. Teresa did not find unreformed convent life challenging. She spent over 18 years in a pleasant, spinsterish environment, chatting with townspeople about trivialities, offering advice, and worrying about her health. Yet outside her convent's walls, Europe was rent by theological controversies and sometimes outright warfare during the Protestant Reformation, 1517 through 30, and the Catholic Counter-Reformation, 1545 through 63. She sensed that she was missing her calling. At 38, she suddenly began to experience a radical change, which included a number of mystical experiences. She found herself echoing Augustine's heartfelt cry from the 4th century. When? Tomorrow? Tomorrow? Why not today? She decided to found convents based on the original Carmelite rule of life that encouraged contemplation. The lively Teresa no longer had to choose between excitement and the convent. Once she committed herself to the reform of the Carmelite order, she got plenty of both. Despite the fact that Spain was a devout, indeed militantly Catholic country, Teresa and her associates had a very difficult time founding reformed convents. In 1571, Teresa was ordered by a church authority to act as prioress of a convent in her hometown of Avila, and when she arrived, the provincial attempted to lead her into the choir to install her in office, but he found the entrance blocked by an angry, hostile group of nuns. He marched to another entrance and was met by another group of formidable nuns who shouted at them to leave their convent. From somewhere inside the choir, a small group of nuns who approved of the appointment started to chant the Te Deum in thanksgiving, but their voices were drowned out by the yells and catcalls from the others. Eventually, the police were summoned to maintain order. The nuns' behavior sounds puzzling today, but we must keep in mind that many women in Teresa's day entered convents to solve an economic or social problem in a respectable way. Some women would hardly wish to radically change a comfortable lifestyle merely because someone else had had a mystical experience. And yet, Teresa's reform group was also correct in insisting that the Carmelites' raison d'être was a prophetic vocation that looked back through millennia to the prophet Elijah. Thus, the conflict was intractable in principle. But more ominously, Philip II of Spain was usually at odds with the Pope in an age when few distinguished clearly between politics and religion. As a result, religious issues of the day became highly politicized.